Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show. This is available all places you get your that you get your podcasts. So you can find it on your podcast platform inside the Odyssey app as well, the free Odyssey app. Simply search The DA Show or Permission Granted, subscribe, rate, and review. Well, I want to start with the news dump heard around the world because this one was an all-timer. We all exit on Thursday morning for the long holiday weekend. None of us worked on Friday or Monday, right?
Bogish worked on Friday.
Oh, right. Bogish hosted on Friday. Pat Boyle hosted on Monday. But yours truly, Mraz, Pete the Body, were off on Friday and on Monday. So nice job by Bogue stepping up and hosted on Friday. But on Thursday afternoon, I believe it was.
Yeah, I woke up to this news, yes.
From a nap. Thursday afternoon, I was going through the bank drive-thru, and we get the text. We're all on a group chat along with Andrew Kaplan. And Cap, who is the video production guy behind all of our video stuff, the simulcast for WatchDA, and all of our digital videos and all that type of stuff, the graphics, the memes, all of our digital stuff, all of our video stuff goes through Cap.
He is the digital department, essentially.
The Wizard of WatchDA texts us all, "Hey, guys, gonna be out. I got a kid coming in a few weeks, I think, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
I got a kid coming in 2 weeks.
And
I my reaction was, wait, what? Because I see Cap, if it's not every day, almost every day, whether it's coming into the building, whether it's in the building, whether it's back at the production room, he passes us in the hallway, he comes to adjust a camera, he comes to adjust a backdrop. I mean, we see Cap all the time. Not only do we see Cap constantly at work, but we're also on a group chat about all things.
Including, mind you, over the last 2 weeks, preparation and moving parts ahead of football season in the fall and what we have to be prepared for as well.
So at any point over the last 8 months and 2 weeks, Cap could have let us know, forget from a job standpoint, just a life announcement, I'm going to be a dad.
I'd like to think we're all friends.
He does not have a child yet. This is his first. So at any point of the last 8 months, he could have been like, hey, cool news, guys. I'm going to be dad. And we'd be like, that's amazing, Cap. You're going to be a dad. That's awesome. Congratulations. We'll talk, you know, we'll celebrate. We'll throw a little birthday or a little
baby
dad bash.
Baby, yeah, something
just get him something, get the baby something. Like, and not
just all the way out the door to holiday weekend.
Not only did he not take any opportunity over the last 8 months to bring up, okay, that he was going to be a dad. When he finally does, it's on the Thursday before a long weekend, which, like the NFL announcing a PED suspension, dump it so that there's no news the next day.
I'm basically about to grill hot dogs for the weekend.
But also doesn't say, hey, we're going to have a baby girl. Hey, I'm going to be the dad of a baby boy. It's, I'm having a kid. It was like,
right.
There's a lot of questions here. I'm having a kid and I'm going to be out in 2 weeks.
It's unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable. First of all, congrats to Cap. And we are under the assumption Cap has had a very long time girlfriend, might even be her fiance, but he's such a man of mystery. At this point, they might have gotten married and we would have had no idea. I am left to assume that is who's having this baby. But had Cap not had a girlfriend, this is the announcement that you would expect, like, hey, this woman I met at a bar 8 months ago just hit me up. Gotta have a little paternity. Gotta be a dad here. That was as if he's had, but he's had a long, you know, they foster, I think, dogs together.
Yeah.
It is just, it's amazing. Obviously, congratulations, but we, in this iteration of the DA show, Cap on the stream, Bilotti, Bogus, myself, collectively, at least between me and Bilotti, three kids have been introduced to the DA show family. We knew about them, I would say, at a minimum 3 months before they were born, and certainly not 2 weeks. I mean, he basically treated this like it was a job he was quitting, and he got a new opportunity. 2 week notice.
Now, I think maybe some a timeline had been moved up. They thought it was going to be a little bit later right. on in September, and so.
And you never know with pregnancies, right.
But Cap, was he going to wait until the baby was born to let us know that he was a dad? Was he going to actually literally wait until, hey, guys.
Send a picture from the hospital? Guys, something happened after work today. You wouldn't believe what came out of my girlfriend.
And Cap's amazing, and his girlfriend's amazing. They came to the DA 40th birthday, and, you know, I mean, he's the best. They're going to be amazing parents, you know, so I'm thrilled for them. I'm so thrilled, but I couldn't imagine if I was going to be a dad, especially for the first time. If you're a dad for the eighth time, you're right, like, nobody like, cares anymore. Right. Hey, we're going to have another one.
Right.
If it's kid number six, you're like, at this point, it's tired.
Right, we get it. You made chicken for dinner.
If I had my first kid, my first child, I couldn't imagine news dumping it to you guys on a Thursday being like, I'm having a kid in 2 weeks. I might be out.
Well, and they say the general rule of thumb, having gone through this very recently twice, you don't tell anybody before 3 months, of right. course, anything can happen. And then after 3 months, it's kind of up to you. But, you know, you get to 5 months, fine. Now, granted, we're not around her all the time, so we wouldn't have seen her showing. But when we get to 8 months, we were really must have been low on that list of people he was going to tell. I got to assume the family on both ends knew.
And the close friends.
So what does that say about us? Now, maybe does he not trust us like a Shep or somebody else or Jody Mack? And he thought we were going to make this very, as we are right away, of course, on the PGP, very public. And that's what he was scared of. I don't know. But boy, we must be real crummy to throw this in our lap ahead of Labor Day.
What happens if she was even earlier? I mean, then he could have had a kid and never have told us. It was like, kid came early, had it last night.
Amazing.
Wait, what? You're pregnant? Right. Wait, you're going to have a child? Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
Is it a wizard?
is it a baby wizard?
It's of all the behind-the-scenes things over a decade of DA show on CBS Sports Radio, and there's been a lot of quirky things that, you know, some of us wouldn't even know about. This is by far one of the most... just funny, but in a good way, moments ever.
It's an all-timer because Cap's great because he just comes in and wants to do his job. He doesn't want any attention. He doesn't want to be on camera, doesn't want to be on the podcast. Doesn't want to do any of that. Didn't want to do Canadian bacon. Is not here for attention. He's not interested in any of that, which is awesome. You love that. No ego, you know. But in this case, it's gone a little too far because he is so not about talking about himself that he has ignored the single biggest news basically anybody could have, which is I'm going to be a dad for the first time. That's the biggest news you could share with anybody,
I think. We're happy for you.
Thrilled.
It's a great moment.
It's the biggest news. It's bigger than I'm getting married. It's bigger than I got a promotion. It's bigger than I'm moving.
It's bigger than you getting the second wedding within 2 weeks.
It's bigger than all of that. I'm going to be a dad. That's the biggest news. If we didn't learn about the dad news until 2 weeks before, whatever he's going to leave this show for like CBS corporate or leave this show to work on like the Stephen Colbert show. And we're not even going to know. He's just not going to be here on Monday. It's going to be like, what happened to Cap? Oh, we got to dig through like CBS press releases.
It's I can only equate it to because I was here this fall a year ago. Okay. My daughter Peyton is about to be 1 year old in a month. Could you imagine that Boise trip with you and Bogish, me on the itinerary and everything, and like 2 days before the flight going, guys, can't go, could have a kid any day now. You'd be like, what? What do you mean? When did this happen? That's essentially what's happened here.
And that it was a news dump on the day going into a holiday weekend.
So
it was
perfect.
So perfect.
Labor Day, ironically.
That's true. And after we had left the studios.
Right. That was the other thing. He didn't grab us after the show in person. It was like a 2 p.m. or, hey, you guys are really out of Dodge now. You're probably on your lobster tails and beers by now. It was so insane that, you know, I went out on my Thursday night. I remember this distinctly, and I brought it up. I went out to dinner with my wife and then went home and, you know, watched a little college football. And I woke up Friday morning, and I went to get myself together, run a little errands with my day off. And I'm in the car at one point. I said, oh, my God, Cap's having a kid. Like it was so just like an afterthought news dump, I had to, like, reprocess it. And then I texted Pete. I go, are you prepared scheduling-wise for this? I'll drop this now. You should know, Pete knew.
Okay, so that's side B of the side A.
Yes.
The news dump happened.
Did you know that Pete knew?
Well, not until.
Okay.
Cap texts this, and I'm like, whoa, I guess congrats? And then you're like, I guess congrats, or Bogus did, and you were like, this is the most amazing news dump of all time. And then Pete comes by later that afternoon on the text thread and drops, we had to move up the schedule. We'll have so-and-so shadowing Cap for the upcoming weeks. Like, don't worry, I got this.
Pete was built for this moment. And, well, I mean, not built, but he's ready for this moment.
And I'm like, right, instead of all of us saying congratulations or being blown away by suddenly Cap's going to be a dad, we got the logistical, here's what's going to happen, I got it under control.
Yeah.
It's like, perfect. So that's when I knew that Cap had told Pete so that they could get in line for the later on of the month when the baby was supposed to come, right?
Yeah. I know this. So it happened. I'm going to go back about a month, okay? Bogus and I doing a summer Friday, and I think it was a day Cap took off. Cap took a couple of those sporadically off. It was hit or miss whether we were fully on the stream or not. And I think I had mentioned on air, hey, we're radio only today. Cap deserves these days off or whatever. And, you know, in a break or something, I might have been chatting with Pete. I'm like, I'm glad that Cap's using these days. And Pete's like, yeah, it would be nice to have somebody here. We got to train somebody because Cap's going to take some vacation first week in October. So I'm like, oh, okay, great. Wait until football season to take vacation, but he needs to take vacation. But Pete knew, and he called it a vacation. So Pete was on top of it, which tells me, if you want a secret, Pete's your guy.
Wow, true.
Like, Pete's your guy. Like, in that moment, he was like, this is my way of letting you know Cap's off, but it's a vacation because it's his business to tell you. Pete's a great secret keeper.
And Cap told Pete but didn't tell us.
But he didn't tell Pete because Pete works on the DA show. He told Pete because Pete is in charge of scheduling his replacements. And you have to file that paperwork with HR with your paternity and everything. So that's why Pete knew. But now it's amazing because we're starting football season and there is this mad rush to train future wizards to be the wizard while he's off for probably at least a month.
It's like the Harry Potter school.
It's just like my mind is blown.
Baby wizards all over the place. So Kevin Wall and E.J. Stewart. E.J.'s been a recent addition to the D.A. show. Good kid, diaper D-alien. Kevin Wall's been around for a while. Those two guys are now shadowing Cap. And at some point in mid-September, they've got to take over the simulcast for a full month.
September call-ups.
There's going to be four paternity weeks, I believe. Right in the middle of the teeth of the defense football season.
Which now, I think, begs a side C to this side A on this. Kaplan has every right to tell us when he wants to tell us, and Pete was ahead of the game on figuring out who we were going to train. But did Cap not taking vacation days in the past actually ruin us by not having somebody more prepared? Did Cap's Ripken streak, maybe it doesn't, maybe these guys are great, but if there's some flubs, we're going to look back and go, we celebrated Cap never taking a day off. It might have been, you know, the worst thing for us.
We never got any kids at bats.
No, sometimes you need an IL stint.
We need a July 8th Kevin Wall to make a few mistakes.
Think about how many shows Pat Boyle has hosted. We haven't had anybody fill in for Cap.
So I've got a meeting with Cap and Kevin Wall after the PGP. Because I need some clarification on what's going on here.
It's going to be like Hard Knocks. So we're not cutting you today, Kevin. We just want to know what you were seeing on film.
Why couldn't you get that graphic up in time when Pat Leonard was on the show?
Unbelievable. It's just the headlines, everything. This is going to be a whirlwind month. It's like we're the Ravens last year losing the running backs before camp. The season starts and you're like, where's the win total? Where are we going to be at by Halloween?
We've lost Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins right out of the chute.
This is unbelievable.
So that's one of the greatest plot twists of D.A. show lore. Let's also take a moment to address Jack Stern. Because Jack did headlines on Monday during our show when Pat Boyle filled in. Did you ever think you'd see the day when Jack Stern does headlines on the show?
Not in 2022.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't know he was training for it. I didn't know that he was getting that many reps. I didn't think they'd ever put him in that time slot.
No, when I heard that Jack Stern was doing updates, I assumed like normal people start overnights, couple weekends, cut your teeth. He did his first update a month ago. He's already doing drive time morning radio on CBS Sports Radio. It's an unbelievable rise. Unless we just have nobody else. Now, I was told there were some call-outs along the weekend. And Jack, like he should, was a big yes man. So, seize the day.
So he seized the day, but in doing so, ruffled a few feathers by asking for bouquets to be thrown at his feet. He said he slept here overnight, got about 90 minutes of shut-eye in one of the couches, made a Jody Mack crack about his maybe finding Jody Mack's teeth in between the cushions. And people, I don't know how they responded to Stern, Captain Jack, because after the show, I got quite a few tweets about, did you hear Jack on the show? You guys got to pull this. I can't believe he said that. I don't think people loved the I deserve more respect shtick that he pulled.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to rub anybody the right way, which is I've learned the hard way. You don't want to look for those bouquets. And this is, again, kids got to learn, right? Kids got to learn in that spot. But what I didn't like more than anything, and I wouldn't say he ruffled feathers, more or less opened eyes in a negative way.
Okay.
Maybe that's a better way to put it, because I don't think anybody was actually mad at him. I didn't like...
I just mean listeners.
Yeah. The quote that we had played during that, I didn't like the part of it where he said, I think I was just expecting more. Like, he was disappointed, but not in the job he did at the end of his DA show, at the job others did in how he was used. Do your job, do your update, laugh a little. If it's not what you thought, keep that to yourself and go do your next job.
Unless it's all just shtick, and he's just saying this because he knows it plays well as... He's a little arrogant or a little expectant or a little self, full of himself. I'm not sure. Maybe he's just playing that card because he knows it's a good character.
It's possible. Either way, again, we are left with another employee here that we are utterly confused by in what we think is going through their head.
Is it possible that after Jack had his, the two-day Jack Stern coming out party, which must have been June or July is my guess, maybe May or June.
Oh, I think it was way earlier than June or July. That wasn't the summertime.
Food is Family?
Food is Family is like February, March.
Wow, it's that long ago.
Definitely.
Well, I guess it's before Bob's Bar because we were saying Food is Family at Bob's Bar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a winter thing. That was coming off the new year for sure.
Well, maybe after the Food is Family and he wasn't making wings anymore for us and he stopped making food for us. And
he had a rough stint in AAA on After Hours.
Maybe he was wanting to be back as part of the talk topics on the DA show. Because there was, if you're right, if your timeline lines up and he was doing that stuff back in February, this was now like 7 months, 6 or 7 months without talking about him. Maybe he just wanted us to talk about him again.
Well, if that's the case, he's a genius because it's worked. We're here spending time on a PGP on it. And he came off of, you know, doing a couple weekend shifts or whatever and then owning a moment where he was in our time slot and saying, this is a spot. I don't know how, but I'm going to make it out of here with me being a topic. So maybe he could be the smartest man in the building.
For whatever happened or whatever was going through his head, he did make you pay attention because you're going, this is the first time you've ever done headlines. You're still very young in the business. And you are expecting people to make you the MVP of the day. Serenade you, thank you, congratulate you, something like that. And then you admit it on the air. And that was bold. It was a bold play. And maybe he saw Pat Boyle's boldness early in his career and said, I'm going to try to do the same thing.
That is an excellent highlighted point because, as we brought up, the rise of Pat Boyle started as a young man, I guess an intern part-timer, sent a big message by drinking beers at a boomer's fridge and sleeping there and leaving him a note. It's like an unbelievable story, and his career could have spiraled out of control. But somewhere along the line, people stepped up and said, you know, I kind of respect taking the shot. You separated yourself, even if it's in a negative way. How do you answer the shot you took? Jack Stern took a shot. Pat Boyle made something of the aftermath. What does Jack Stern make of the aftermath? That's where we began at your call.
We got a lot of parts juggling right now. We have got football, the NFL, Football Food of the Week, Wizard of Odds. Quick final note. This Zach Gelb decision for us to be your nemesis in the picks became very polarizing very quickly. I think there is I think it's maybe 60-40 pro Gelb.
Yeah, I would
maybe
say
even more. But the minority is a vocal minority. Dixieland dancing with a sort of petition against this. Pat Boyle had earned it. He had hosted the show. And I was not expecting that. I thought everybody would be like, oh, Gelb, perfect. He's kind of been your nemesis for years now. Now it's in picks form on the show with a bet on the line. I'm like, whoa, everybody that really came out aggressively against it, I was surprised at that reaction.
Yeah, and full disclosure, in the history of these pick segments, we oftentimes, in the post-Kenny Brock, Brock Salock's first 2 years of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio era, we have been kind of bad at getting ahead of this, like almost waiting till the week before. What are we going to do? Okay, contact this person. You were really ahead of this. This was your idea and everything. And I could tell you, and maybe it was because we kind of hatched this a couple weeks earlier. Pat, with all due respect to Pat, the idea of Pat picking against me actually never even crossed my mind.
Mine either.
So to see people like a petition, I can't believe you didn't do it. It wasn't even in our head that we should be doing it.
It was too early for Pat. I mean, Pat has only joined the show in the last year.
Right.
And Pat did have a good rivalry with you with Canadian Bacon, and that was awesome. But, you know, you have to be part of the conversation a little bit. Like, Super Dave Friedman had done stuff with us before he started doing picks.
Yeah.
And Connor has been around here for 5 years helping us out with stuff. and he who shall not be named was a natural nemesis of yours and everybody in this building for years before we put him in the picks.
Right.
You kind of have to build up a bit of a, you know, a reputation or a familiarity. And Pat's very early in this. So Gelb's the perfect guy. I'm just convinced it's going to be perfect. It's going to be awesome.
And it spills over on two different shows on our network. You'll have Zach Gelb show fans, the A Show fans, fans of both. And it kind of gets intertwined. I think that's, you know, he'll appear here. I'm sure I'll jump on his show at times. You know, we'll have fun with it.
And he's been a natural villain for you.
Yes.
You guys have been at each other's throats for a long time.
Of course. Two young guys cutting their teeth, trying to climb a ladder together, fighting each other off. Yeah. Now let's see where the bread is won here with picks.
Yeah. And also, to be fair, love Pat. But Pat also defers to you as an elder out of respect. Like, he never really calls you out. And
no, we actually genuinely respect each other. Me and Zach don't respect each other at all.
Exactly, which is why we need this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's all here.
We like each other. We just don't respect each other. I want that very clear before people think we dislike each other. I just watched Saturday College Football with him. We think each other actually suck at what they do, but we do like each other.
All right, AB's coming up for Side B. What?
Great. I need to tease this for Side B. Don't turn off Side B because we just praised Pete for being in a foxhole. We are going to reveal a big-time Pete mistake in Side B.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, that's coming up. Side B.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Side B of the PGP. It's Mraz. How are you? Boy, I love rhyming. Hello to the Andrew Bogish Bogeyman. Bogey, what's up?
I'm doing well, Sean. Thanks as always for having me. I heard Tuesday referenced as Sports New Year's Day, Sports Opening Day, first day of sports school. I wore pants today for the first time since, I guess, early summer. We've had this conversation more than once on this podcast, my take here on our unofficial dress code. But I went back to pants today. It felt appropriate. I make no guarantees for the rest of this week and the rest of the time it's 80 degrees still and humid here in New York City. But today, to celebrate our first big day, I've got pants on.
You do have pants on. And for those who've listened, we are taping this on Tuesday's show. We are actually taping this after Tuesday's show, our first show back, before we've taped side A of the PGP. And the reason for that, before we get into the wild and wacky moments from Tuesday's show, is that on the way in, as we all do, I am parking the car. DA has sent us a text, gives me a call. Basically an enormous accident that was reported on the news has shut down the highway where he is as it's pouring rain. And DA is faced with a dilemma. My GPS says I will get there an hour after the show starts. That's how much a backup is. Or I will cut it right close to turn around and get back home, kind of like he did for the seafood story that he told, to get back home. I, of course, like anybody would say, go home, do the show from home.
Of course.
This is part of what happened during the pandemic was we learned we have these capabilities where it's not worst case scenario. We've evolved, which is good. But because of that, DA didn't get to see your pants.
That's true.
And because of that, the day started a little wonky, a little weird. And we all kind of welcomed back while DA was kind of like the Oz man back there. With that, we have a moment on the show on Tuesday where DA's reading tweets and he's looking for responses. And it looks like you want to respond or you're going to respond. And you're saying something. And we don't know if your mic's not working. Pete and I are looking. DA obviously can't see you. And what you're trying to tell us is, I can't hear you / I'm hearing you 30 seconds behind. Your mouth is moving, but I'm hearing something different.
Never happened before. This is the end of year 10 for the network?
Yeah.
Right? And I've been here from day zero.
As actually all four of us on the show have been, right?
So a lot of things have happened in that studio to particular workplaces. I have never encountered this problem before, which is why I'm going to say this in case you weren't going to ask me about it. This was Pete's fault.
Whoa!
There can be a follow-up, but the full description was, I come in the studio, because DA's not there, I can't see his mouth moving, so I sit down, I put my headphones on, already back from break, DA's talking. My first clue was, Pete's saying things in my ear, which he often does as a reference to the show, it's the off-air Pete show, but he's saying things that don't make sense to what I'm hearing DA say. Huh. So it's not the first time Pete says something that doesn't make sense or isn't funny, and I just kind of like nod and whatever and keep going. But then I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at you, and all of a sudden, I hear your voice, but I don't see your mouth moving. And now I don't know what's going on. Am I having a stroke?
Right.
Did you come back from break and toss to some kind of taped memory that I missed the toss to, so therefore that's why I hear your voice and your mouth's not going, but I got nothing. Then I hear Pete's voice, and Pete's mouth is not moving. So now I know something is really wrong, so I try to talk to you in our little intercom system. You can't hear me. I can't hear you. We switch sides of the room. Same hearing problem. I try to talk to DA. He hears me. I can't hear me. That's when I come into your half of the studio and say that this delay is going on, what's happening, and again, ... This is Pete's fault. Back to
you.
Well, that's awful.
I don't know. Bogus is looking at me weird here.
Why?
What, Bogus, I think you're not on the microphone. What's going on? He can't hear anybody. He can't hear anyone.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you could hear me, right, Mraz?
Yes, I was hearing you, and then it looked like Bogus was about to react, and I thought that's what he was looking at me to react to, and it turns out Bogus just couldn't hear you. I could hear you. Everybody could hear you. Bogus is lost right now.
Pete, the body can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so this is just a Bogus thing, so we might have to get him to a different workstation.
Yep. We're going to move him over.
We're moving him over.
So that's a brutal job by Skipper Tim's wife's coworker. I mean, it's the last day before Labor Day weekend. You don't show up. You just flat don't show, causing other people in the office to delay their travel plans.
It's completely rude and insensitive. By the way, you can never show again, right?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we got you. Now we got it.
What is going on here?
We hear you.
So to summarize this, Bogus kind of described the chaos. And you guys listening on the other end probably were confused because DA's reading stuff and he's looking for me to respond. And as I'm reading, I'm trying to like alert DA because he's not in studio with us, that Bogus is way off. Oh, by the way, thank goodness DA was not in studio because...
the same thing would have happened to him.
Right. That being said, you said this is Pete's fault. As we peel back the curtain and go behind the scenes on the PGP, what this podcast is for, I am with you.
Yeah.
And I will explain why I'm with you.
Well, I want to say this first, just for, again, for all the information. There is a significant delay between us saying something and it heard by the listeners.
Almost as if you're hearing what the listeners are hearing because they're essentially 30 seconds behind our real time in the studio with delays and everything on
all of our
affiliates.
By the time we make sure that we can cover any kind of curses, it goes up to the satellite and whatever and comes all the way back down to your affiliate or through your app. It's at least 30 seconds. It's minutes, I believe, when it gets by the time your internet connection, apps, and whatever. So it can be long. So what I was hearing was the 30-second delay, hence your voice and your mouth not being synced up. And now you can explain why this is Pete's fault.
So I'm going to take you behind the scenes on how I know Pete the Body has started Radio New Year with a mistake. Upon this happening, DA's decided we were going to break, and we were going to do a very long segment with an update, Stun to a News, which was the vampire Stun to a News, into his closing segment. We're going to do almost a half an hour straight with no breaks by using the break. In the immediacy upon DA breaking, I, as the producer behind the scenes, go to pick up the phone and call our IT/engineering department to alert them, hey, there's a major issue here.
Has to be the first thing you do.
I believe you're in with me as I go
was.
To this. And what does Pete do?
Puts his arms out. Don't do anything.
Don't do it.
Let's go to break first. Hold on.
So I don't call engineering. And now I'm thinking we have exactly 5 minutes to figure this out. I really should be calling them by the time they get in here. Pete does like a Houdini magic trick. He kind of takes his hands, he paints them over our audio controls and goes, now look, what do you see here? Now to you and I, Bogues, we see what a bunch of buttons and lights and
I don't know what's right or wrong.
Pete truly knows what's right or wrong. Pete then plays around with a button up in the upper right hand side. He goes, sometimes it gets jammed a little bit. Now, I've never seen this problem happen before, so where is he getting off that he's lying to us, telling us sometimes it gets jammed a little bit? The break previous to this segment, DA recorded some kind of sponsorship reads and some sports minutes. To do so, we need to finagle a couple buttons to almost not have that go over commercial breaks. There's a way to do it, kind of a hidden ball trick, if you will. I believe that in doing that, Pete has to hit a button that kind of takes away that delay or whatever. I don't think that Pete properly transferred that button back.
100%.
Wasn't aware. And instead of just admitting that he made a mistake, the old jammed button.
Because this happens every day inside every show.
Yeah.
Every show does this. Whether it is recording sports minutes, promos, liners, or to listen to the air product. Like the what's actually going over the air, not what's coming out of the studio. Everybody, every engineer toggles with those buttons. And I have been on, we know how many morning shows and midday shows and Jim Rome shows with different producers and different board ops and everything like that. And this has never happened before. And you're right, the smoking gun is Pete not letting us call engineering
because
he knew.
Because they would have came in.
He already knew. He already knew what the problem was. Played it off, and it's fine. Everybody, we've all made mistakes.
Just say, hey, I screwed up. I didn't take it back. That's
exactly. Because he did the, this looks right. I wouldn't know that. And then he goes, boop, boop.
Our engineering department came in, saw it in 2 seconds, said you never switched it back in front of us.
Yeah.
And Pete would have known he was had.
Yep.
So there we have it. We've started Radio New Year with Pete already trying to slip one past us and not own a mistake.
And what do they say? It's not the mistake, it's the cover-up?
Yeah.
You try to cover it up and we sniff it out right away.
Was brutal. And Pete gets wind that we talked about this on the PGB. He's also going to be extremely upset and going into defense mode.
I don't care.
Bogus with that. It's good to start off Radio New Year, buddy.
Same to you. Love you, Pete.
And you can follow you on Twitter.
At Andrew Bogus.
You can follow me at MirazCBS. Have a great week, everyone. I'm glad Detective Milkshake could once again be on the case.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.